everybody. Welcome back to Sin Vergüenza, the podcast. I'm your host, Arlet, joined alongside our co-host,
Mr. Anonymous.
What's up, you guys? This is kind of weird. We're recording on a Monday. I don't know. It feels just weird.
I low-key like it a little bit because it gave us one more day to have something to talk about, you know?
Right. Last night was daylight savings, you guys. So, like, sitting here and it's almost 6 o'clock and still having sun, like, this is great. This is great. It's about time. So, I guess I'll just do weekend updates. So, yeah, that happened over the weekend. Did anything cool happen to me at work?
You didn't say anything.
Yeah, I don't know if anything cool happened throughout my week. What about your week?
My week was at work was pretty easy, I would say. This weekend we went bowling.
We did a lot. We went bowling.
We had Houston's.
That was delicious. In downtown.
Tap into Houston's downtown. They have a little bar in the back. It's a nice little, like, I like the area. I ain't gonna lie. Like, that's my favorite area in Vegas, probably.
It was delicious. And then after that, we did a little drive around the town.
Literally. I'm still the bowling champion, you guys.
And Sunday, we had a little game night with our friends. That was pretty fun. We finished playing the Let's Get Deep BFF version.
We still had a bunch of questions.
Yeah, we haven't done all the questions, but I fucked up and I put them all together already, so yep. But yeah, we played that. We had some, well, you guys had some drinks. I had some cannoline. That shit was, it was good. It was good. By that point, I was already too high to even realize what was going on, so. But yeah, we did that. I made some hot dogs. I made some bacon wrapped hot dogs. And this time I added like chiles, like
jalapenos or serranos.
Yeah. Did you like it with that?
Honestly, they were bomb.
I like it better cut up like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like when they put it in like the taqueros, when they just throw the chile like that, I'm like, eh. But when I chopped it up, I was like, yep, this is nice. So yeah, we had hot dogs and stuff. We had some glizzies. Okay, you want to do your favorite question that we asked last night?
My favorite one was probably the one where it was best family trip.
Best family trip?
Because everybody kind of got intimate and everybody kind of like really thought about it. And everybody's answer was kind of cute in a way.
Okay.
Like, I know you said that yours was...
I'm going to let you think.
Wasn't it that you guys took a trip when you guys were younger?
Well, yeah, it was.
But to California, no?
Trip? That was not my answer, but we have.
What was your answer? I might have
mentioned it after that. Just
yeah,
the lake.
I swear like that was the one.
I think I said that after. But yeah, the lake. And then.
I know mine was. You guys, I didn't take mine serious, unfortunately, I guess. Mine was crossing the border with my family.
Oh, yeah.
And then homegirl was, she took a trip with her family.
I think to
TJ, right?
Yeah, something like that.
And then her man's, his kind of like hit because his was basically like he took his last trip with his pops and his whole family. And
I didn't even hear where.
To the beach. They went to the beach and he's like, that was like literally the only time that like my family wasn't fighting or nothing. Sorry. He's like. Yeah. So I've felt like that question was pretty beautiful to hear everybody's answers.
At least they got a good, like, final, like,
goodbye.
Family. Yeah.
That's what I told them. I was like, you know. But.
And it on a good energy. That's good.
What was yours?
My favorite. The one about the camera roll. I was like, there's so. Because the question was, you guys, what's the funniest video that you have on your camera roll? And, like, I just loved it because it just made me think of all the funny shit I have on my camera roll. And it's a lot of funny shit. But I picked something very recently. So it was a video of Ranger where I was recording him and saying, like, look, kids, like, I was talking to my future children. I was like, look, like, this is going to be This is Ranger practicing to take care of you guys. And then as I say that, Ranger drops the baby. It was like a doll, like a little baby doll. He drops the baby and just walks away. So I was like, oh, well, same.
Fuck them kids. My like, dog on that Ranger. Same time. But I think mine was just a video of you playing with the Snapchat filters. That one caught me off guard. I know that, like, there's a lot of funny shit, but it literally is just you being goofy, like you being yourself, you know?
I want to think... I have some funny stuff of you. Like, there's this one time where I put a girl filter on you and, like, it gives you heels and your feet.
Okay, tell me when I was looking heels. For it. I seen the one where you put the baby filter on me when we were driving to Arizona. And I was like, dude, that's low-key kind of funny, too. But you didn't show yourself.
Yeah, no. Can't get caught lacking. So, yeah, that was my favorite question, your favorite question. And now we're here. We're back from work. We literally just got home from work, both of us. I feel very drained. We stayed up very late last night on fucking... Sunday? I just... No, the time change.
Oh, yeah.
On daylight saving. So, yeah, I'm here.
Okay, since you brought kinda. That up, I just want to bring this up real quick. Did you see that president was trying to stop daylight savings everywhere?
I would hope so.
But he said that since it's like a 50-50, like some people want it and some people don't.
I don't know why the fuck you would.
Dropping off your kids early off in the morning, like at night, you know, like it's still night around 7, 8 when the little kids have to go to school. So I could see that, like dropping your kids off at nighttime. Yeah,
it's not that dark. It like by the time they get there, the sun's coming up. Plus it's like.
Yeah, I could see that. But yeah, still. No.
Fuck them kids. You just said fuck them kids. Fuck them kids. Okay. Yeah, weekend update. There you go. Bada boom, bada bing. Comment down below if you guys had a good one too. All right. So you want to go ahead and talk about, speaking of the president. I mean, it has nothing to do with the president, but just because it's guns, I'm just putting it in that area. So I don't know what I was saying now. Sorry. So, I fucked up your intro.
No, you're good. So I wanted to talk about this new smart gun that they just came out with. And the only reason is because you've been talking about you want to get one, huh?
But who is it, like Apple or something?
No.
Like actual gun manufacturer?
So this guy's name is Kai.
A guy himself.
Clofer. He's a 25-year-old and he's been working on this project for 10 years.
What? So that's since 15. Weird.
But his reason for doing it is because of the shooting in an Aurora, which was a theater.
Right.
So after that.
Oh, wow. Incident, oh, my God. Like Batman.
Yeah. So after that incident.
Created something in him that inspired him to do that. Wow.
And basically, I wanted to get your opinion on it. And he kind of said that just to kind of like see if it sways your opinion a little bit.
Like, because I want one, you're saying?
No, not because you want one, but thinking like.
No, like I want a gun in general.
Yeah, like would you want.
But you know, you guys, I stay strapped right now.
Would you want.
Never get caught lacking.
A gun like now, or would you want this smart gun, basically?
What's the difference in it?
So the difference in it is basically. It's a 9mm. No difference than a regular 9. It's worth $1,500. And it has finger and face recognition. Meaning,
so that's it?
No. It has...
Like technology-wise?
Yeah. Basically, you have to add the person to be able to shoot your gun. Mm-hmm. If they steal it, it's worth nothing.
Mm-hmm. Both face and thumb?
Yeah.
At the same time? Oh, okay.
So it has... it works for several hours, he says. And there is a rechargeable battery in it. That you can obviously take out and buy an extra one if you need it. Mm-hmm. And it lasts for several months without charging it.
Oh, okay. That's I thought it was like a day type thing. Like,
no,
it seems kind of stupid to me if it's just... no offense. I mean, obviously, there would probably be an upgraded version. But I was like, a day does not seem, you know... I thought it was like enough. A phone type. Yeah.
So, he basically made it to hope to stop gun violence. And the reason being is because... It has been said that gun violence has been the leading cause of deaths by teens and kids for the first time, beating car accidents since 2020. Yeah, since 2020.
And car accidents, whenever you pull up those numbers, that goes deep.
You know, so I was thinking, Would you consider
he's a little genius.
Buying a smart gun over a regular gun?
I would not. Just because it's still technology and hell no. Imagine like, okay, he's doing it for good, right?
Right.
Obviously, he's going to have to go through some type of government stuff or some type of higher ups. They're going to be like, yeah, but we're going to do to this. Like, who's to say that they're not going to give cops access to just be like, boop, turn your shit off. You can't, like, well, I'm not saying, like, if you're shooting at a cop or something, but, like,
GTA over here.
You know, like, imagine just for whatever reason, like, they, anybody can turn off your fucking weapon, like.
So
if you are trying to defend yourself in some way and somebody like does it for evil shit, like, I don't know.
The way you said it is not wrong, like aiming your gun, because technically our guns are used just in case like the people need to overthrow the government or whatever. So I can see what you're saying. The only thing I kind of was against it was because a regular gun usually like jams up, you know? I wonder, like, if it jams or anything, or, like, if the battery gets too hot from shooting it so much, would the gun explode?
Oh, my God.
You know?
You're so right.
And, like, if it doesn't have...
You're going to have some thick-ass fans. At that point, it's just going to be heavy, way heavier than it already fucking is. Probably thicker. Well, who knows? I don't know. I haven't seen the, like, prototype or nothing. Is there a prototype?
Yeah, you want me to show you?
Well, yeah. Is it, like, a video or a picture so we can put it in here?
It's a video.
All right.
But yeah, I can show you the little picture. Basically, it's right there. So it's a regular 9mm, but it has that shell casing around it.
Oh my God. It kind of looks like a fake ass gun. It really just does look really fake.
And it tells you like how much battery it has, how much ammo it has. Everything off of that little screen while it reads your face.
I don't care what it does, how all the cool features, if it fucking has a speaker on that bitch. If it has something electronic, no offense, Siri, please don't do nothing. I know I can't. Like, if, like, that's why even, like, with the Teslas and stuff, like, they could really just fucking kill you at any moment if they really wanted to. Like, and then with that, like, imagine. That shit, like, you have your gun set on the fucking table. You're done cleaning it. You walk away from the table. Let's say go grab a drink or something. The gun is perfectly, like, bop, got your ass.
Oh, like, trained to shoot you or some shit?
Well, if they want to have a camera on it. Like, there's just so much, like, you know what? I'm just giving out the bad ideas.
I mean,
Never mind, y'all.
I consider it, like, also bad because it's, like, if... I'm not able to get to that gun and I'm the only one registered to it and you go to grab it, like, you can't use it, you know?
I do get, like, obviously, you know, why he's making it. It makes sense. Damn. I think no matter what you come to with guns, there's just, like, I don't know. If I could trust technology like that, yeah, obviously, you know, it seems smart, but, yeah. I don't know. At the same time, it also doesn't make sense to me how all these fucking kids are finding these guns. Like, bro, I never knew people in my family had fucking guns until they told me, oh, yeah, we have guns. And, like, obviously, when I was older, I was like, what the fuck? Like, so y'all parents suck ass at hiding shit at this point because it does not make no fucking sense to me. But, yeah, I will not be purchasing one of those, so... All right, you guys, and you said no, too.
Yeah, I wouldn't get one.
Comment down below. Would you guys get one? Would you guys make any tweaks to it? What do you think? Yes, no, are we here for it? Are you, like, if you're somebody who's against guns right now, does this kind of make you feel a little better? Like, do you think, like, this is a bigger step forward and, like,
the right direction.
You can compromise, I guess? Is this, like, a good compromise for you? Let's go ahead and just go into our first segment, the dream segment. So if you guys are new here, what we do here is we talk about the dreams that we have when we're asleep. And we either read your guys' dreams that you guys sent to us in the Google form that's down below in the description. Or we share our own. But you also have hosts who are potheads, so we rarely have dreams. But we also get some from, you know, people here out in Vegas. So... we're going to go ahead and... did you have a dream last night?
Actually, I did.
Oh, my God. You did?
Yeah. Okay. So, I don't know if it was the whiskey, but some shit got me... some shit got me dreaming.
I know. Yesterday when you're like, yeah, this is my whatever cup. Like, you, I did not even see you get another cup of liquor, like, because you don't drink. I was like, oh my, you had more than one drink. Like,
well, I was at my house. That surprised me. Like, I like to drink if I'm like home like that, like I'm chilling. But if it's like we're gonna go out, like I have to have my six senses. Like, I'll drink.
Six.
Yeah. I got six senses.
Okay.
But anyways, in my dream, tell me why, like, I was low-key drinking last night, but in my dream, I was over here driving, so I was like, hold on.
I'm sorry, can I tell you something? I was kind of listening, but also I dozed off because you said something about the six senses, and that made me think about Spider-Man. And I seen this poster, it was all like, vete con cuidado, something like that. And he was all like, no, wait, tú cuídate, a mí me cuida Spider-Man.
Got him.
Sorry.
That's funny.
I'm sorry, continue. I just, like, was stuck, like, in a mind trance over that.
No, you're good.
I had to let you know, because it was funny.
So, yeah, I was basically driving, and, like, low-key tell me why I felt like, even in my dream, like, I felt low-key, like, not tipsy, but I was feeling good, you know? And, all I remember was, like, I drove up to, like, a cliff, like, on a mountain, basically. Oh,
my goodness.
And just chilled, like, at the edge of it, but it was, like, a old, like, lowrider with no top or nothing. So I knew it wasn't my car. And once I got up there, all I remember was, like, playing music. And I don't know what song, but I was just playing music, just chilling on, like, the car. And I just looked up and, like, for some reason, I just felt like somebody was there, you know? Like, someone who has passed away was just like, what's up?
In the sky, but in your dream?
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of like... So were you in your first perspective?
Yeah, like, I seen it in first perspective, but then, like, when I looked up, all I seen was, like, the back of me looking up, and then, like, feeling like, I don't know if it was, like, my friend, because it felt like that, like, friendly, like, mm-hmm. I love you, you know? Mm-hmm. So it was just kind of, like,
downfall. Oh, it does sound like a little setting where you would kick it with a friend, too.
You know, like...
Plus, you guys ever went up to the Mesa, where...
Mesa?
Yeah, well, I don't know if that's, like, is that a landmark for you guys? I don't want to give out your town.
I mean, that's
like
for
that.
Everybody. Everybody has a Mesa. It's just a flat top.
Okay. Did you guys go out there together?
Low-key, yeah. Probably. We went up there a couple of times, but...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was just cool, like... That was a cool dream.
Nice. I did not have a dream. And now we will go ahead and share dreams that somebody else had out in Vegas. Let's go ahead and roll that clip.
And this was just a bonus. What is one dream that has stuck with you? And it's a dream that, like, while you were asleep.
Getting rich.
Hell yeah. I like that. Sweet. Thank you.
We're talking about the dreams that you have when you're asleep. So if you have one, are you down to share one?
Well, I mostly get, like nightmares and, like, sleep paralysis. Yeah.
Can you explain, like, one of the times, like, what you've seen during your sleep paralysis, if you're comfortable with that?
Yeah. So, like, I saw, like, a shadow figure. And then, like, also, like, I was, like in the middle, like, waking up, like, in the, like, transition of waking up. And then it felt like it was, like, an earthquake. Like, I felt like everything was, like, shaking around me. And then, like, I woke up and I was like, what the fuck, like... Was it, like, an earthquake? And then, like, nobody else was, like, panicking or anything. So I was like,
yeah, no, homegirl. Like, you was going through dimensions right now. Okay. God damn. Okay, thank you. I appreciate it.
So the guy said his dream was to get rich. Okay. Make money. Fuck bitches. You already know what it is.
Okay.
The girlfriend, she said that she was prone to nightmares. And that one time she had sleep paralysis and saw a shadow figure, which is, like, pretty common with that. And when she was trying to wake up, she felt like an earthquake happening. And I really do believe, like, she was going through something spiritual. Like, either her soul was coming back to her body, or maybe, like, something was in her body and she couldn't get back, or that sleep paralysis demon was holding her spirit back, or, like, fighting with her. I don't know, but I really feel like because that earthquake feeling was happening, I feel like something spiritual was going on around there.
I feel like I forgot what show I watched, but basically they took, like, it was the 100. They took her, like, soul out of her body.
That was a good show.
And somebody else was using it. Mm-hmm. And you know how, like, for a minute, like, she felt like, oh shit, somebody's going into my, like, mind, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like that's what was happening to her. Like, somebody was trying to get into her body, and she was just like, hold on, like, let me just push myself back in.
When it happens with sleep paralysis, is that, like, is it just trying to go into your body, or is it just a spirit fucking with you? Like, what is the purpose of them doing that?
I think the only purpose is, like, you know how they said that demons and stuff feed off, like, fear and feed off of, like, your energy?
Just so they could get your energy out.
I think that's just it, because they don't really do anything other than just hold you there.
And just don't say nothing no more, because I don't want neither you or I to get sleep paralysis. Because if you get it, then I'm going to have to go whoop some bitch's ass.
Okay.
Spiritually. And if I get it, I just pray I don't get it. Luckily, y'all, I have never got sleep paralysis. Thank God. And then you said you've had it before. Yeah, you said you had it before. Yeah, and that's our dreams, you guys. So, again, go to that Google form down in the description where you yourself, the listener, can go ahead and drop a dream for us to talk about on the podcast. All anonymous, you know, down there for you. Okay, so what else are we going to talk about? Oh, okay. So today, I don't know where you said that it started going viral that A-list celebrities were eating mermaids.
Yeah, my TikTok just out of nowhere started, like, a lot of people's, like, theory people were talking about it.
I tried to look into it
to, like, find it. And the only thing I found was some TikTok girl was, like, supposedly at the party and showing it. And she was offered a mermaid. Like, a piece of, like, the tail or something. And she declined and left right after that. And as, like, she was leaving, like, everything got, like, awkward with her.
I heard, like, out of all the, like, videos that I've been seeing, they're like, oh, that original video of the guy eating it. I can't find that fucking original video. And they're all talking about that same clip. So, I don't know. But I just have been seeing a lot of people talk about it. And a lot of people are saying that, yeah, he went to some party and they offered him that and he's seen it or some shit. And okay, so do you think it's real at all? Like, what, bitch? I could probably, because they're so fucking rich, they've ate shit that you most likely have never ate in your life. And they're like, oh, let's play with this dumbass. Like, let's call it a fucking mermaid.
I mean, I could see it being real. I feel like there's so much shit that's probably real and, like, videos that people show that it's probably real. But there's so much fake shit on the internet as well that it could be, like, audio or fixed, that we just don't believe anything now.
Well, when it comes to, like, mermaids, vampires, and all this stuff, I forgot where I heard this from, but somebody was all like, who made these stories up? Like, somebody has to have seen some of these things for them to even be, like, as a folklore or something like that. Like, it had to have come from somewhere. They didn't just, like, some of this stuff has to be for real. And then, since we just finished our dream segment, that reminds me that Carlos from Jumpers Jump, he said that in our dreams, like, most of the time our dreams, like, is stuff that we've seen with our eyes. Mm-hmm. Like, our mind's just not going to make up, like, these scenes or anything. Like, it's gonna be stuff that we've seen before, you know?
Right.
So where was I going with that? What were you talking about?
The mermaids.
People see mermaids. The mermaids. So, like, that, like, obviously, like, some of this shit has to be real, because it's like, how are you just gonna come up with that shit? Like, oh, a person and a fish. Like, come on. And especially because, like, there's just so much stuff that, like, I don't know if I believe in mermaids or not, though.
I mean, one time our teacher, which was pretty cool because he's the one that kind of, like, put it into my perspective. He was like, in the Bible, it talks a lot about, like, some Bibles talk about dragons being in the sky and all this shit being seen. And, like,
I mean, dragons, I believe hella, because, I mean, that's pretty much like a dinosaur.
Right. But he was like, and there's hella, like, depictions of it, like, through everywhere, you know?
In the Bible?
No, like, in the Bibles and, like, hieroglyphs. Like, people have drawn them and shit. And he's like, what happens?
There was dragons in the Bible.
Yeah, he's like, well, the way that they describe it. And he's like, what happens if it's, like, since it says a fire-breathing object in the sky? Mm-hmm. He's like, that sounds a lot like an engine. He's like, so it could be a plane in the sky that was back then. And I was like, hold the fuck on. Like, it could be so true because, like, I don't know if, I think it was Washington or some state or Chicago. I think it was Chicago. There's pictures of, like, Chicago back then and Chicago now. And Chicago used to look like like Washington, D.C., like the monuments and shit like that. Sorry if I said that word wrong. But, yeah, like, they had, like, Olympic-looking shit there. And all of a sudden, like, none of that exists. So it's like, why is so much of our history, like, you know, like, that's why I believe everything could be real, to be honest. Like, even mermaids, because of fishermen coming back from the ocean. And it's like, dude, you're in the middle of nowhere. Like, if we can believe that there was such thing as a megalodon living in the bottom of the ocean.
Aliens now coming out of there.
You know, like, what stops from there being that, you know?
Right. And then when I was watching those, the videos about all this, like the eating the mermaid stuff. Wait, first of all, would you eat the mermaid or no?
Honestly, no, because some guy was like, is it
cannibalism?
Cannibalism, or I forgot what, like, just eating fish is called. He's like, which one is it? And I was like, dude, like, that's fucked up. Cause
I guess what half you eat.
Yeah, but still, that's a human.
And if you eat the fish part, you're eating their ass.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. Well, you're eating their legs as well, but still, that's like, you know, that's why I couldn't do it.
I don't know. I would definitely take that bitch's fucking shells, not shells, her scales, though. That shit would be pretty as fuck.
That shit on a dress?
That's shit would exactly look clean. What I was thinking. Oh my god, people are gonna be like, animal cruelty. Or human. Is, yeah. Dun, dun, dun. But I was gonna say, like, when I was looking through all this stuff, they were talking about, I didn't know this, that Cantinflas made a little, like, hotel or mansion for mermaids. Yeah. I never knew that that fool, like, was, like, obsessed with mermaids or mermaids or, like, wanted to fuck them. Like, what?
Well, like, I what remember. What
was that obsession?
I remember, like, a lot of films, like, he used to be, like, in boats and stuff.
Okay.
Like, when he was coming out. So, I heard about the theory, like, a while ago, and I was going to tell you about it, but I keep forgetting. And honestly, like, supposedly he seen a mermaid one time. And as just
he was a little boy or something.
Yeah, I believe so. And he kind of just asked, like, the mermaid, like, I want to be famous. I want all this stuff. And they basically were like, okay, cool. Like, we'll let you, we'll show you how you can get it and stuff. Like, give you everything you need for it. All you have to do in return is just give us a sanctuary. I believe that's how it goes. And that's why he built, like, his mansion. I think it's in Acapulco, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why he built his mansion in Acapulco and would go out there, like, every single night and talk to them and, like, be with them and at one point fall in love with them.
Oh, my God. So, you know how they say the isn't the gold that everybody's been looking for in Acapulco?
Okay.
So, you know how, like, when they do it in the movies, like, you have to go through these all these waters to get to it?
Yeah.
What if, like, that's what's protecting the gold? Like, that's why nobody's ever found it, because anybody who goes looking for it, these sirens, mermaids, whatever, are handling everybody who goes out there.
I could see that.
But no, there was also, like, other than that, they said that he built a statue because that would lure the mermaids in to let them know, like, you know,
this is home.
Yeah, so, but the statue was big as fuck and it was of him. Okay, so what if mermaids are that old to where, because they see a big ass human figure, to where, like, you know how, like we said, that there used to be giants, like in the Bible says that there was giants and stuff like that.
Yeah.
What if, like, when they see that statue of a big ass human, they're like, oh, okay, we've seen those type of people before.
I guess.
And that's why they get so comfortable to go up to that statue.
Okay, right now that you said it, I've never thought about it, but thinking about it, like, what happens if that's why, like, the Statue of Liberty is literally in the middle of the water
to lure mermaids?
Yeah, like, what happens if, like, mermaids go there at night? Like, I don't know if you're allowed there at night, but what happens if, like, they do, like, lure wherever there's actual, like, you know, because, like, coliseums used to have big ass statues, like, even in Egypt, like, their statues were big. So I could see that.
Yep. Yeah, I never knew about that little fetish he had right there. Who knows, maybe he did, you know, get him a little girlfriend out there. So, yeah, do you want to say anything else about this?
Oh, my God. What happens if he's the one that made mermaids? Like, what happens if he didn't grab... Because he started
fucking fishes?
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
No disrespect to the man before we get hatred, but you know, it's all jokes. All right, guys, let's go ahead and just let's start rolling those clips of what happens in Vegas. Let's wrap this up.
Hell yeah. So the first question is, what is one embarrassing moment that has happened to you that you've kept from her, whether it happened before you met her or while you guys were together?
An embarrassing moment. I don't know, because she kind of knows everything about me. There's like nothing really embarrassing. I mean, there's something embarrassing that happened with us.
Well, you can say it. Look it.
We got caught by all three of her siblings. You know what?
Oh, damn. Were they all younger than her?
Older and younger.
Oh, shit. All right, what about one secret that you haven't told her, whether it's before you met her or while you guys were together?
Is she gonna hear this?
No, that's a good thing. Like, you guys aren't gonna know the podcast name or nothing.
Okay. I never call her this, but sometimes she's a bitch. Sometimes.
I like that. You just fucking wait until she walks out the room. You're like, bitch.
Sometimes.
That's funny. And then this was just a bonus. What is one dream that has stuck with you, and it's a dream that, like, while you were asleep?
Getting rich.
First question is, what's one embarrassing moment that he doesn't know about? It could have happened before you guys met or while you guys were together. And I just want to let everybody know.
Can it be like kind of like...
Girl, no judgment, spicy, whatever. Say what you got to say.
All right, so like one time, like he was going down on me and like his nose started bleeding. And then like I thought I was like on my period or whatever. And I was like, oh my gosh. And like I went like I opened my mouth. And like he thought I wanted him like to spit.
Just be careful, because I don't want you to like fall over the thing right there.
Okay. But like, yeah, I opened my mouth because I was like shocked. Mm-hmm. And then like he thought that I wanted him like to spit in my mouth, so like he like literally spit.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Oh wow. Okay. I feel it, because my worst fear is that his ass bleeding in me, because he has constant ones too, and I'm like, oh, I'd be down, bro. I'll be fucking damned. All right, what about one secret that he doesn't know about?
I don't know. I can't think of one.
That's good. Viva Las Vegas!
All right, so for the girlfriend, her embarrassing moment was that, it was, like, embarrassing for him more. But pretty much he bled in the pussy and then spit in her mouth. Well, I guess, yeah, it's even. Hasn't that happened? Haven't you done that before?
It has happened, but not to where, like, it goes inside of you, yep. Thankfully.
That was a wild one. And she had no secret. The boyfriend, his embarrassing moment was he got caught by all three of her siblings, and they were doing the nasty. Okay, what's up with the, I don't know, maybe y'all are not meant to be, bro, because, like, it seems like anytime y'all want to get down to the deed, like, some shit is happening.
Honestly, I asked them, I was like, were they older or younger? Because I was like, if they're younger, like, you could try to play that off, like, having the sheets on you and stuff, you know? But he was like, no, they were, like, both older and younger. I was like, dude, the embarrassment of, like...
The trauma you gave them fucking kids.
Yeah.
The ass whooping she probably got. Because were they young?
No, they were younger and older. Like, she had older siblings watching.
No. Was this couple young or older?
Oh, no, they were young.
Yeah.
They looked like high schoolers.
Yeah, she probably got her ass whooped then, too. And then his secret was that she's a bitch sometimes.
Okay.
He real as fuck, though. I can't even get mad at the man, because...
Only reason I remember was because he kept looking back at you guys, and he's like, is she going to hear it? Mm-hmm. Is she going to know? And I was like, no, she's not going to know. And when he said it, it reminded me of Key and Peele, I believe. I don't know if you ever watched them. Mm-mm. So there's a skit that they do, and he's like, my lady wanted to go to the store, and I was like... bitch, but they say like so quiet so their wives can't hear, and as soon as the wives come around, they're like, oh no, I was just telling him about the water heater down here. And like they find out, like they go over to like a tree and then all the way out to outer space and stuff, like to just say bitch. It's so funny.
Well, he sure as hell said it, like, you know, he's been holding that shit in for a minute. You know what, like sometimes I really wish we could just stir the pot and be like, Plot twist. Da-na-na. What about for April? Oh my God. Hold on. Quick check. I want to see when April 1st is. Let's pray it's on a Friday. It's on a fucking Tuesday, y'all.
Club going up.
On a fucking Tuesday. I'm kind of scared. Like, I want to say, what if we go ask couples on April Fools? And then, like, the Fools is them because we're going to let them hear each other's stuff. But then again, I don't want somebody to be like, what the fuck? Da, 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 da.
I trusted you.
And now I got to put my fingerprint and my face ID on my fucking gun and bam, bam, bam. But yeah. I don't have that gun, y'all. But yeah.
Bruh.
So shout out to that couple. He said she's a fucking bitch sometimes. All right, guys. So comment down below. What do you guys think about these couples? Would you guys be upset if you found out your man was talking about you like that? Or your girl? Or whatever you want? Fish? I was going to say fish are friends, but I was trying to say fish are friends, not food. Unless you want to eat that bitch up.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like I would want to try it, though. 50-50. 50-50. Not really sure. Would you guys eat that mermaid? Let me know. I'm 50-50. Kind of, I feel like it would be kind of like
sushi,
a luxury or something.
Okay.
Well, obviously it is that only those fuckers can get it. Spoiled bitches. Ooh, don't come after me, y'all. Don't come after me. I'm gonna just shut up. I'm tired. I'm rambling. Let's wrap it up. You got anything to say?
Stay safe, you guys. We are in March.
March. Yep.
Second week of March, I believe. I don't know. Stay safe, you guys. Stay strapped. Don't forget your face ID. Love y'all.
All right, you guys. If you're on Spotify or Apple, 5-star review that shit. Go ahead. We're on all the platforms. Links are down below in the description. Sorry, y'all. Lacking sleep. But I'll see you guys on the next one. We're on episode 97. See you at 100. Peace out.